Welcome to your five for the day. Sometimes we think we're empty when we're really full. And sadly, sometimes we think we're full when we're really empty. Perhaps your thinking is skewed just now. Maybe you're lamenting your plight and wiping your eyes in desperation. Life's horrible. Where are the good times? It can't get any worse than this. I've reached the bottom. I'm on empty. I was waiting for God to step in and to do his thing to get me out of this mess, but nothing's happened, so I'll have to do something myself. Are you wanting to intervene and forget about waiting for God any longer? An old lady returns to her home village after an extended absence. The mere passing of years alone could not account for the brokenness, haggardness, and fragility of this woman. Who is it? She looks familiar. Is it really Naomi coming back? Naomi, is it really you? Are you our Naomi? The people of Bethlehem were shocked at the sight of this forlorn and desolate woman. Yes, it's me. The Lord has brought me back home. I've been away for too long. Life has been hard since I left. Really hard. I've experienced the emptiness and bitterness of living a life out of God's will and away from God's place. We left here in panic mode. Elimelech thought the famine would never end. I'll never forget the day we packed up everything, said our goodbyes, and took our boys and left. We had it all sorted in our minds. The famine really was real. We weren't delusional. The leaves were really withering and the flowers were wilting. The grass was brown and the clay had turned to dust. We had hit rock bottom, totally empty. We saw no future in Bethlehem. Moab, the land of strange gods, seemed so much brighter. And Naomi, may we ask you, how long did Moab continue to shine with brightness? Well, Moab couldn't have been darker or emptier. It was such a sickening and vulnerable feeling knowing we were away from God. We kept trying to convince ourselves that we did the right thing. We had no spiritual bond with the people of Moab. I felt so alone. And then Elimelech died. Within a few short years, both of our boys died. So many times on my knees, I would tell the Lord how good we really had it back in Bethlehem where I belonged, how full things really were despite the severe famine. There's nothing so empty as being away from God's place and to be suffering through one trial after another, all alone, out of the mind and will of God. Crying took on a new meaning when I was in Moab. We left Bethlehem full, even though we thought the gauge was registering empty. Emptiness, as we viewed it, was really full, in contrast to the real emptiness we experienced away from God. We went out full, and I am coming home empty. Naomi seemed to blame God for the misery in Moab, when she really should have taken full responsibility for stepping out of the mind of God in the first place. Our choices always have consequences. However, she does give the Lord credit for graciously and kindly bringing her back home. Perhaps today you are experiencing a severe famine in your life. It seems there's no break in the clouds, no patch of blue above your head. It's a huge trial. This is not the time to grab the steering wheel and veer off in another direction. Trust God. God is always good, never bad, and he knows what he is doing and where he is going with you. He never loses control, even when we feel things are spinning out of control. So give the steering wheel to him, and he'll keep you on the right path and keep you going in the right direction.